come and just give you all the thanks for your son. Lord, thank you for what he has finished for us. Oh, hallelujah, that it's all freely given. Lord, thank you what you have endowed and endued, and Lord, what you're completing, Lord, for your pleasure. Lord, help us to trust you that this is this wonderful walk of faith, but yet remembering always you are the one that has put forth these before ordained good works that we should walk therein. Lord, we know it is you that wills and does of your good pleasure in us. Lord, we know it's you that performs the good work that you have begun in us. And Lord, we thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, just help us to come in with full assurance believing today, Lord Jesus. Not wavering, not double-minded, but believing you, God. Increase our faith in this new year. Lord, would it be faith, God, that would be in the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that we would be assured in knowing that you have given us this wisdom and understanding, God, of this mystery that has been hidden. What a joy and rejoicing. God, help us never to take it for granted. Help us never to fold hands, to close one eye, but Lord, to be even more alive and remaining unto the coming of the Lord. And even so, Lord, come quickly. Jesus, may this be the year that you receive us into your arms, our precious and loving bridegroom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and open your Bibles today to 1 Samuel chapter 24. And God willing, we will begin this new year rejoicing and giving thanks to God in the lives of a couple of our brothers that we find here in the Word of God. Amazing in faith, all because of the grace of God that is with them. Remember that it has to be the Lord that even gives us the faith to believe him. And amazing, praise God, in the wonders of God that were done in their lives. What the Lord had so magnified his faithfulness time and time again upon their lives. But yet we'll look at a couple instances, if you can imagine, where they were stuck. And they were stuck in unbelief. That's when you're stuck. And they were stuck having a hard time trusting God. And we find ourselves here in this 24th chapter of 1 Samuel. It's a time where Saul, King Saul, is hunting David like a partridge. And David feared for his life, brothers and sisters. He did. He feared. Even though God was doing these mighty and magnificent things, he feared for his life and he fled. And where he ends up in this chapter is he ends up in a cave. And literally, this cave, it means a hole. So he was under a cave in a hole, but God, but God. And again, you think of this wonderful faithfulness of God in David's life, all the mercy, all the grace, this divine calling, the anointing. It was just, there was no doubt. David had no doubt. But yet at the same time, David was just a man. And events and circumstances can get the best of anyone. But I thank God. We know that he does not try or tempt us beyond what we're able to bear. But with that, he's also made the way of escape. And oftentimes we find that way of escape when we're mighty discouraged, when we actually have gotten in a hole, tried to cover ourselves in a cave. But yet, aren't we thankful for the God who says, I will never leave thee, I will never forsake thee, for I am your God. And I thank the Lord. What we have here is this testimony. David finds himself in this hole. But in God's faithfulness, you know what? God brings right to David in that hole Saul. Right into that cave, he brings Saul himself. Right into that cave, he brings David's fear right to his feet. And praise be to God, when that happens, this is the response of David in the 8th verse of the 24th chapter. It says, David, this is after he has this experience of seeing Saul at his feet, cutting that little piece from his skirt. David also arose afterward and went out of the cave. Praise God. And today, hallelujah, it's coming out from under the things that would be unbelief. David came out from under that cave, and what did he do? He came out from under that cave, and he faced Saul. He faced, praise God, his fear. Because David says right after he comes out of that cave, he cries because Saul is right in front of him. He says, "My Lord King." And when Saul looked behind him, David stopped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. Now, we thank God for this, but I thank the Lord here was this response of Saul. I want you to think of this. This was the man that was hunting David like a partridge. This was the man that was throwing that spear, wanted David dead more than any other thing in Saul's life. He had to kill David. But because of what God had just done in verse 20 of that same chapter, here's Saul's response. "Behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand." And all I can say is praise be to God. Even fear must bow down to God by faith. Think of that. Even fear must bow down to God by faith. That's what happens by the grace of God when we step out of unbelief and believe God. I thank the Lord for that. It just doesn't flee. It bows down. And I thank God. I was thinking of this even in the life of Elijah. In Elijah's life, as you go on over to 1 Kings, you think about that. What a powerful prophet. What amazing things God did through that precious brother. And he comes to a time where he calls down fire from heaven. He douses that altar. Those prophets of Baal, 450 of them, had been cutting themselves, chanting, trying to get that fire to come up. And old Elijah, he said, "Is your God taking a pee? Maybe a poo? I don't know, but what was your God doing that he's not answering you?" That's the boldness that Elijah had. That was the boldness that Elijah was given. And he calls upon the name of the Lord God of hosts. And let me tell you something, that altar was consumed. It was gone completely by that fire. And then Elijah himself, he takes those 450 prophets and he slays 450 of those devils right there that day. But then by the very next day, as he gets a report about a woman named Jezebel, "I'm going to kill you. Just like you did to those prophets, I'm going to do to you." And you'd think with everything that had went on, everything that God had done, you know what his response is? He walks off into a desert. He finds a good old juniper tree. And matter of fact, you know what the juniper means? It means bondage. And he lays himself right down under bondage. Isn't that something when you get under a cave, you get under a juniper? When you get under unbelief, what kind of bondage and what kind of fear you can have. And notice, you have to put yourself there. You put yourself there. And that's what's so sad. God help us to believe God. God help us to be quick to believe God. But he puts himself under that juniper tree, just like David had put himself in a hole. Elijah's under bondage. And yet, look what happens to Elijah. He comes out of this the very same way as David did in that 8th chapter, if you go on over there to 19th chapter of 1 Kings. And in verse 8, here's what happened to Elijah. It said he arose, just like David, he arose. And he did eat and he drink, and he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. So he arose, praise God. And I think how many times we've heard this, but is it true in our lives? Will we let the word of God bring one step of faith in our lives? Amen? And I ask you for both of these brothers, did the circumstances at all change? No, they didn't. Was the environment any different on the exterior? There wasn't anything that was different when they arose. But the difference was is they both woke up. And they both realized that nothing was different to God. God was still the same. God was still able. And God is still the deliverer. And God is the one, praise God, that he said, I will perfect that which concerns you. And even in your unbelief, David, even in your unbelief, Elijah, I abide faithful. See, I thank the Lord for that. He just waits. He waits, praise God. And he waits so patiently. And he waits to give us that grace that we just take it. See, when we're in fear, we know that that's a lack of faith. And we know if we're lacking faith, we're not taking the grace, by God's grace, to believe him. He's brought us to these times. He's brought us to each one of our instances in life. Sometimes he brings us to these things as a whole. And I pray, as brother sang about that one life, we are one body. And I praise God and I thank the Lord that even when one part of the body is suffering, you know, the other parts of the body suffer with it if they're in tune. And I thank the Lord that we come into this. And are we coming into this receiving the grace to believe God? And see, that is his word. His word is his grace. He's Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. It's by the word of his grace that we are built up. Amen? There's no way you're going to be built up. There's no way you're ever going to arise without feasting upon that word of God. Without taking that and feeding in the disappointment. And feeding in the trial. And feeding in the discouragement. And feeding even in the failure. Praise be to God. He is there. You know, this is a perfect life. I was rejoicing. I was thanking God. I was thinking about David's life. Look at David's life. I've had so many people just criticize. I've heard them criticize in preaching about David's life. You know, criticizing this, criticizing that, and all of that, okay? How about standing back, and I'm going to ask you, what do you know about David's life? It's the word of God, is it not? Huh? Come on now. That's the truth, amen? Well, was that word of God going to change? It wasn't. David's life to us, praise be to God, is the word of God that's unchanging. And that's the word of God, praise the Lord, that it was unchanging, that David was the man after God's own heart. Amen? And I thank the Lord that, yes, David had to walk that walk of faith, praise God, of Jesus Christ being the author and finisher of his faith. Amen? No different than us, written in the word of God. No different than us. Are you getting this? And I thank the Lord. I believe God for this. All of those things God foresaw, God foreknew. Amen. And then he did predestinate. And what an amazing path of predestination for David. And for Elijah. And Elisha and Ruth and Esther and all of these. And for us. And I thank God. And we do walk by faith in it. And it's a wonder of faith, isn't it? But in that wonder of faith, what we see all the time is God's faithfulness. It's not my faith, it's his faithfulness. And always having faith in the faithfulness of God, hallelujah, that he foreknew. And whom he foreknew, praise be to God, I've got a predestinated life. And I do. And I thank the Lord for this. And yes, I've got a crown and I'm holding it fast by his grace. I get that. And I have yet to apprehend him who has apprehended me. But I know in ages past how he's been seeing me and has been apprehending me. And praise be to God, he's in love with me. And I know that he promises me in the word of God that he will perform the good work which I begun in you. So how much of that will I want and really by faith receive of him? Lord, you did promise this. And Lord, you backed it up, praise be to God, with Romans 8:28. And we know. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. And read 29 and 30 because there's your predestinated life right back again. It's all there because of the foreknowledge of God, the foreknowledge of God of us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Believe God. Believe God. So what was the difference? They awoke. And they awoke, praise God, knowing the one thing that only mattered was there was nothing different to God. Elijah, I'm still his prophet. David, I'm still the man after his own heart. And I'll tell you what, even the testimony of the Lord, it hit old Saul. And he said, the kingdom will be in thine hand. Because that's the word of the Lord. It's just the word of the Lord. I mean, think about it again. It's the word of the Lord. It's God's word. And I thank the Lord. Let's feast a little more today. Let's eat. Praise God. And let's arise. And let's go stand on the promises of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I think we're in agreement on this. Praise be to God. Now, if you've been around here much, Brother Hill used to talk about his sister Zula. Made me always laugh when I'd hear about it. Zula was probably about 4 or 5, and they lived out there in Weston area. And, you know, they had a farm, a little barn, and all that. So that little Zula, she'd get out there, and she'd go play around. And so one day, she was out under the barn, and she was sitting in there, she's crying. And her daddy come out and said, no, Zula, what you crying for? And she looked straight up above her head, and there was this big old hog that they had strung up, and they're going to eat and all this, big old ham hock hog, right over her head. She's 4 or 5 years old, just crying and crying and crying. She said, oh, daddy, this thing's going to fall, and it's going to kill me. And I just see a smile on dad's face going, oh, my. And he said, well, honey, why don't you just move? Why don't you get out from under that and just move? You know? Now, that's what we're saying. I believe I can receive that as even a mustard seed of faith. Amen? And yes, that does make you chuckle and laugh. And you think, well, poor little girl. She was just kind of out of her mind. You know, she didn't need to do that. She didn't need to be that with that in at all. All she had to do was move and get out from under the ham hock. But that's just like anything we ever come up against, brothers and sisters. It's the truth. We have to move out from under it and just move into faith. And it's truly that simple. And it's truly that shocking, and even more so that we don't believe God. It's the truth, isn't it? And I think it's a sobering thing for us to think of, family, especially as we gather. And my heart goes out to you as yours goes out to me. Our flesh is mighty weak. But God. And his grace is greater. And I thank the Lord that we can remind us in these things, brothers and sisters, that we could get out of something that is so unavoidable if we just would just believe God and realize who is for us and how much is for us. And in who is for us and how much is for us, how perfect it's for us. And it's always perfect. It doesn't matter what's transpired. That calling has never changed. That encouragement, that love, that word that has gone out to you to perform, to accomplish, it's still there. And I thank the Lord that we know with the testimony of our forefathers of our faith, there has to be times like this. There must be. Because that just causes our heart to love him more. And what our brother sang of, Jesus knowing this all full well, yet it was the joy of him to die for us. I mean, if Jesus, right before his crucifixion, knowing that every one of them disciples, every one of them was going to flee and turn on him, thanking the Father for these men, these brothers and friends, you'd think, you're out of your mind, Jesus. They're going to turn on you in about 10 minutes. Oh, what wondrous love. Because he can't help himself. Can you look at your life that way? Can you see him through all the things that he's gone with you in? He can't help himself. I think of how many times I've disappointed him in a way. But yet he just shakes his head. Honey, quit talking stupid. I can't help myself. I just want to love you. And all of these things, I saw them way back when. And I've still just been waiting for this moment with you. You ready to awaken and understand that nothing's changed with him? Quit thinking as men and as women. There's things that can be done to us, we change. There's things that can affect our lives. And no matter what we thought, we can change. Yes, we can. God can. He's made you what he loves. We've been made the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We'll never be anything but that. It's a seed that remains. We're now the sons of God. All his inheritance is right here. Everything is ours. Everything was for our sake. You either believe the word of God. I don't think there's an else. I just say just believe the word of God. God help us to believe the word of God. But you see here, David and Elijah, what happened is they got their eyes on circumstances, didn't they? Yes, they did. They got their eyes on circumstances, and what happens when we get our eyes on circumstances, we listen to fear rather than the word of God. That's right. And believe it or not, anytime we're not listening to the word of God, even though we don't think it's fear, it truly is fear. Because we're afraid to trust God. It's almost like kind of a knee-jerk or a natural response. I want to trust me in this. And once I start trusting me, I'm fearing trusting God. I'm not believing that. I have a hesitation, a reluctance. This is something that I need to handle, or this is how I'm going to respond, and I'm going to compartmentalize this issue. It's different. And yet I go back to the same thing. When they awoke, what happened? Nothing changed to God. We're his. We have no strength. We have no ability. We really don't. Everything of our lives, every bit of strength, every bit of wisdom, we are not our own. We're not our own. We may feel like it. We might pump ourselves up and say, oh, I'm my own. No, you're not. You've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus, and you're his. You'll never get away. Praise God. No matter how hard we try. As David said, though I make my bed in hell, thou art there with me. And so we have these brothers that got their eyes off of God, onto the circumstances, listening to fear rather than the word of God. If you know these stories, David, in fear, he began to lie and even scheme to protect himself. I know that's not you, but I'll testify of my life. I've lied and schemed to protect myself when I didn't believe God. You may get there someday too. Matter of fact, I'll assure you, you've been there. But that's what happens when we fear, is we lie and scheme to protect ourselves. And what David acted like was truly he acted like a madman. He acted like a madman before the Philistine king. He was irrational. I want you to think of that, irrational. And when we are in fear and not in our right mind, we act like madmen too. And we are irrational. Family, we are not. We are not of this world. We are born of God. You understand this. Amen. Our citizenship is where? In heaven. Amen. I don't have dual citizenship. No, I don't. I've got one citizenship. I've got my citizenship in heaven. I thank the Lord that we're born of God. And I appreciate that. And see, that just brings such a peace that passes all understanding. And I thank God. And I'm praying even for my own life. And I'll testify this to you. I mean, I want to shut off my thinking more and more. I can observe things and see things and all, but I'm telling you, and you pray for your pastor, I just don't want to talk about any stuff. Because no matter what my intent would be, any time you get off of the Word of God, something goes awry. Something gets taken out of this or that or whatever. And you know what? That's my fault. Because I just need to stay in the Word of God. That's the healing. That's the power. But I'll tell you one thing. If the Word of God offends you, you better pray. Because that'll just be the beginning of your offense to the things of God. And I'll tell you, that never ends up well. One way, that's a leanness to your soul. And any time that there would be something that would be offensive to you, if it's in the Word of God, God help us to pray quickly. Amen. And truly get on our knees. But you see, David, in fear, he lied and he schemed. He became that madman. But yet here we are, and this is what God always wants us to do. Let this mind be in you, which is also in me. I can testify one thing of Jesus. He never acted like a madman. People thought he was mad, but he never was. He just believed the Father. Everything was about the Father's will. I love that about Jesus. And I don't mean this in any disrespect. He just so, you know, they use that word chill. The Lord, he's Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And didn't matter what was going on. Everybody's fussing and he's sleeping in the middle of the boat and all these different things. And, you know, and then how only the Word of God can say it. And that's Jesus, you know, whether it's ye of little faith, you know. He can also tell you, get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, he can tell you a lot of different things, can he? And they're so profound and direct. And then he doesn't even need to say a thing. He can just look at you, melt your heart, send you over the moon, send you right on your knees just thanking him, Lord. You know my hair on my head. You know my thought afar off. Why was I trying to be something different or thinking you were going to think anything different except I love that guy. I love her. Amen. Now, we get the mind of Christ, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you what happens is we get our eyes on the promises of God. What begins to happen is we begin to remember the Goliaths that were in our life. And you know what God has shown us with every one of those Goliaths? He's whipped them every single time, hasn't he? Every time. Never. Is anything hard for my God? I mean, really, that's how I pray that we would proceed and just continue to walk. As David would say in the psalm, thou hast enlarged my steps. I don't tiptoe through life. I walk boldly. I walk boldly. I don't try to navigate. I trust him. I don't try to devise my own ways. He is the light unto my path. I thank God that he is that faithful and that he is that glorious to my heart. And see, brothers and sisters, that's where we need to be. Not taking our eyes off of the Lord and instead putting our vision and our eyes always in the Word of God. And continuing to do that in loving ways, encouraging one another. That when fear comes up and when there seems to be confusion, we can know immediately who the author of that is. And when you don't think you know the answer, how about trusting God who is the answer? How about when you don't know where to turn and which direction to go, how about be still and know that I am God? And then as he calls you out, isn't it wonderful that you can just walk by faith? And you know what faith is, amen? It's not something you're going to see. It's not something you're going to feel. And just like our precious Father Abraham, the father of us all, he went out not knowing where he was going. I have to tell you that every day. I thank God to wake up and say, man, I don't know what it's going to be, but I know you do. And I know that thou art with me, so it's going to be good. Sometimes there are a little harder days than others, but I'll tell you what, Jesus is still the same. And we all know this, and we just thank him. So what we can conclude today is, you know what? Let's get out from under the ham hock. Can you remember that? Can you get out from under that ham hock? Now, come on. Come on. You could say right there to that little boy or little girl, now, honey, that's just stupid. And you were not born stupid. We're born of God. And even though we're sheep and we're pretty dumb, We got a shepherd. And he is good. He's the best. And he's just so sweet to us. And he's telling us today, honey, just get out from under that hammock. Move out of unbelief and step on over to believing. It does not matter what it is. God is able. God is faithful. God is merciful. And God is all powerful. Oh, he's all powerful. To deliver and to do it every single time. And I have to tell you, there is nothing more exciting. And you know this. I'm just telling you what you already know. There's nothing more exciting than believing God. There isn't, is there? I mean, we would have never wanted to get in the place that he's really shown himself faithful to us. But he's led us there. Oh, yes, he has. You can say, oh, he didn't lead you there. Let me tell you something. David's life is the word of God. I'm going to believe the Lord like that. And I'll tell you what, that's the rod and staff that comforts me. Because I know wherever I go, it's his rod and his staff that's always comforting me. I might find myself in some different places. I might find myself where I shouldn't be. But I know one thing. He's with me. He's with me. He'll never, ever, 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 ever depart. And there is nothing more exciting than believing God. Because I'll tell you, the places that he takes you by faith. The places he takes you by faith. And if you think, and I tell you, I got a pilot friend out there, my precious brother, and he knows this more than anybody. He's shot more approaches than anybody I know, I think. But I'll tell you what, God's glide path, as they say, that perfect whatever. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're coming in upside down, inverted, sideways, no engines, flames going. Matter of fact, the whole plane's come apart and all you got's a yoke. But he said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light, baby. Didn't he say that? Amen. And I thank God for that so much. I thank God he does carry us like that. No, he's the same. No, you're just like those three Hebrew children. No, if you're in a furnace, I'll tell you what, he'll bring you through not smelling like smoke. But if you smell like smoke and he brings you through, how about thanking him? How about maybe he had to remind you, I took you out of there. There's a little smoke to smell. How about when he parts the sea and you say, well, I thought it was going to be dry ground. Hey, you quit murmuring. If it's a little muddy, you walk through. He's teaching us. I know he's able. I know God can do anything. Anything. But I know the one thing that he will do, he will not fail my life to perfect it. So in the anything that God can do, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be oftentimes not what I'm thinking he should do. And even though I know he could heal me, even though I know he could fix this situation, he knows that would not be for my good. Do you know God like this or do you not? Do you know God and his word that wrote the word of God in David's life, that he knew that a Bathsheba would be good for his life? I could go on and on, honeys. Lord, help us to truly look at that mercy. Brothers and sisters, I will tell you, that faith will take you to a glory that you've never seen before. And always remember this. We have a promise that quenches every fiery trial and every fiery test. I will perform the good work which I've begun. I will perform the good work which I've begun. Do you believe that? Now, wait a second. Do you really, really believe that? Do you? God, help my unbelief. I really want to believe that. I will perform the good work which I begun in you. You believe that? Amen? That is your God. Amen? then all I can say is, let's trust him. Let's trust him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that has brought us into this new year, Lord. And Jesus, we're so thankful today we're still alive, remaining and looking and loving your appearing. Thank you for this word today. Help this to truly work effectually in us to believe it, that there is nothing hard for our God. That, Lord, in this new year, if you tarry, we will be brought to new challenges. We will. You're faithful. You do this. You afflict us in your faithfulness. That's how you do it. God, we know that this adversity that we will face in the hand of God, and let us always remember, in the hand of God facing adversity, that, Lord, we come forth more precious than gold tried in the fire. And Lord, we're thankful that you have chosen us to reveal and build this inheritance, to truly allow us to receive the grace to be this glory, this glorious wife that will be presented unto you. Lord, thank you for that faith. And in that we know that all things are working together. They're working together for our good. Whether it is our children, whether it is our health, whether it is our government, whether it is anything, Lord, that we face, we know that you have ordered it. God, help us to not be murmurers. God, help us to not give in to being this uncomfortable and unruly and acting like a madman because I get my eyes off the things of God. Lord, we now are the sons of God, and yet it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when you shall appear, we shall be like you, for we shall see you as you are. And Lord, it is that mind. It's that mind of the full assurance of faith in believing the word of God, the very mind of Christ. Lord, let it rain. Let it rain. And God, by your grace, take us out from under any ham hock today. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.